You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's music written by Felix Mendelssohn when he was a young man, really still just a kid, really. He wrote that in 1824 when he was about 15 years of age. And it was not intended for a public performance. It's something that he wrote for a private occasion within his family. It's the overture to a little operetta or Singspiel, based on an episode from the pages of Don Quixote. It was called The Marriage of Camacho Overture. We heard the Bamberg Symphony and conductor Klaus-Peter Flohr here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. There's some more classical music for your Monday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to bring it to you. We've got coming up the London Philharmonic and pianist Simon Bartow. We'll hear in its entirety the Third Piano Concerto by Sergei Rachmaninoff. That's in just about 15 minutes' time. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music, tomorrow, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Well, from a early piece by Felix Mendelssohn to an early piece by Sergei Rachmaninoff, one of his famous chamber works that he wrote in 1892, about 18 years of age at the time. This one is a solemn piece of chamber music, his Trio Elegiac, Elegiac Trio No. 1 in G minor, put on for us next by the Borodin Trio here on KPR. A recording of the Borodin Trio there, with music composed in 1892 by Sergei Rachmaninoff, about 18 years of age at that time, but already had given the world a marvelous piece of chamber music, Trio Elegiac, Elegiac Trio No. 1 in G minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. A minute before 1:30, and half an hour until our next NPR News update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Just a quick note that if you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. All the details are over at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. The London Philharmonic brings us our next performance. It's a concerto, won by Sergei Prokofiev. And this is a concerto that Prokofiev definitely took his time with. He started writing it, making the first sketches of it back during his student days at the Moscow Conservatory in 1913. It's a concerto that wouldn't be ready until almost a decade later, when it premiered in 1921 and had to wait a little later still to be acknowledged as a great concerto after a lively Parisian performance in the mid-20s. Piano Concerto No. 3 in C major. Andrew Davis and the London Philharmonic, along with pianist Simon Bartow, on KPR. Music by Sergei Prokofiev, who definitely took his time in the creation of that concerto. He started sketching it out first in the year 1913. It wouldn't be ready for its first public performance until almost a decade later, in 1921. Piano Concerto No. 3 in C major. Performed there by the London Philharmonic, conducted by Andrew Davis, with pianist Simon Bartow. Just about 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News, and more classics in the next hour from the likes of Massenet, Vaughn Williams, and much more.
Child care is expensive.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's some applause for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and its conductor Claudio Abbado there with the overture to an opera by composer Emil von Reznicek of Austria. The overture to an opera he's most popularly known for called Donna Diana here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson. A little bit more classical music for a Monday afternoon in store for you. I think you'll appreciate what we have coming up. We've got music by French composer Jules Massenet, another great operatic composer, who also wrote several lush and lyrical orchestral suites. We've got one of them for you later, suite number 7, known as Alsatian Scenes. We'll spend a bit of time also with the Chamber Players of Canada, with a little music for strings by Franz Schubert. That's what we've got coming up in this hour's classical music here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Next, we've got something quite special for you, a world premiere recording with some music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, a man who, for all the wonderful and gorgeous things he ever wrote, he never composed a cello concerto. About the closest he ever came was about a 4-minute fragment of music that he wrote in 1942. It was all that existed at that time of a cello concerto that he intended to write for the virtuoso Pablo Casals, a piece that never materialized. But much later, in 2010, an English composer by the name of David Matthews took that fragment and developed it into what would have become the concerto's elegiac slow movement, and it received the ever-so-slightly mysterious title of the Dark Pastoral for cello and orchestra. Its world premiere recording was made by the Scottish National Orchestra, conductor Martin Yates, and cellist Guy Johnston. And it's next for you on Kansas Public Radio. Music written by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Originally, anyway, that was a piece called The Dark Pastoral for cello and orchestra. It was first written by Ralph Vaughan Williams back in 1942, as he was intending to write a cello concerto for Pablo Casals. At that time, it was left incomplete, only about a 4-minute fragment of music at that time. It wouldn't be ready for its world premiere until much later in 2010, when it was essentially reworked and reimagined by a fellow English composer by the name of David Matthews. Its world premiere recording given by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Martin Yates with the cellist Guy Johnston. The time is 2:22. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Corner's Grove by Kayla Mashing Garvin, 21st century take on Thornton Wilder's Our Town, March 6th through the 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. And Delicious Del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias Del Sur's Facebook page. We'll spend a few minutes now with the Chamber Players of Canada, with a short string trio in B-flat major by Schubert, here on KPR. String Trio in B-flat Major. Music composed by Franz Schubert and played by the Chamber Players of Canada on Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 now, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. A little bit more classical music this evening at 7 p.m. and a repeat broadcast of last week's Classics Live from 8 to 9. Speaking of Classics Live, we have quite a treat for you. This Thursday evening at 7 p.m., not quite the last night of the proms, but just as much fun. Classics Live has the concluding concert from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival, with Joanne Faletta directing the full orchestra, with Mozart, Haydn, Holst, plus the stirring Col Nidre Adagio for cello, harp, and orchestra. Cordelia Brown will be with you on Classics Live this Thursday at 7 p.m. for the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival on Kansas Public Radio. We have next the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra and an orchestral suite by French composer Jules Massenet, composed in 1881. An orchestral suite that is filled with nostalgia for the territory of Alsace-Lorraine, lost to France during the Franco-Prussian War of about a decade earlier, a conflict that Massenet had served in while in the French National Guard. We'll hear Alsatian Scenes, Suite No. 7, with the New Zealand Symphony on KPR. Alsatian Scenes, or the Seventh Orchestral Suite by French composer Jules Massenet, with the New Zealand Symphony conducted by Jean-Yves Sans on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsbrook Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's about 3 o'clock. All Things Considered is up next. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. More classics for you at noon tomorrow. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth. Serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
I think
PR's coverage of religion and spirituality. And Jarl and Pamela Moan. Focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
It's 78 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 77 in Topeka. It's 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will tell you what we know at this point about a new video making the rounds online and elsewhere, appearing to show a U.S. cruise missile striking a compound where an Iranian school was also struck. So we will tell you about that controversy. Then, cities are often far away from farmland, but more urban schools are finding value in teaching their students about the farming process.
When you think about agriculture holistically, from pre-research all the way to consumers, the food, ag, and natural resources value chain has opportunities for all students.
We're going to talk about the growing number of FFA chapters in cities and suburbs coming up here on KPR.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle?
donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunshine for the rest of this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s tonight, mostly clear with a low in lower 50s. Quite a bit warmer tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s. We do have a 40% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. Then tomorrow night, a 90% chance of rain. Thunderstorms are likely through the evening. We're expecting lows in the lower 40s.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 3:20. This is Kansas Public Radio.
On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio. Join us from 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight, first thing in the morning.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
Stocks finished mostly higher after a wild ride on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. As oil prices surge due to the war in Iran, gas prices in Kansas and Missouri have spiked. Sam Zeff provided this report.
AAA says the average price in Kansas is $2.91 a gallon, 36 cents more than a week ago. The price is slightly higher in Johnson and Wyandotte counties. The national average is $3.25 a gallon, so the Kansas price is among the cheapest in the U.S. In Missouri, AAA pegs the average price at $2.97 a gallon, a 31-cent increase in the last week. Missouri and Kansas are still two of the least expensive states to charge an electric vehicle. AAA says it costs about 25 cents per kilowatt hour. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.
Thank you, Sam. Kansas lawmakers want to create a middle ground between conservatorship, which is court-appointed decision-making by another adult, and people with mental health concerns going without help. State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The push to give people more autonomy began due to a tragedy for mental health advocacy day chair Lori Barnes. Her son, who had bipolar disorder, took his own life half a decade ago. Barnes, like many parents, didn't want to take away her son's rights under a conservatorship. Since her son's death, she's worked to get a supported decision-making agreement bill passed at the Kansas State House. Barnes said the legislation allows for people to get help when they need it.
Basically, you're their co-pilot, so they get to keep their rights. They still get to make their decisions, but you're there to help them.
More than 30 states already have similar laws on the books. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
One of two men charged in the fatal shootings at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally in 2024 pleaded guilty today. Peggy Lowe has that story.
Dominic Miller and another man were charged with second-degree murder after the shootings that killed Lisa Lopez Galvan and injured 23 others. Now under a plea deal, that charge was dropped, and Miller pleaded guilty to one count of unlawful use of a weapon. A Jackson County judge sentenced Miller to 2 years in prison. The second-degree murder charge against the other man, Lindell Mays, is still pending. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s, 40% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. It's 3:35.
Support for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Agriculture employment grew 10% nationwide between 2010 and 2024, according to USDA data. And that means potential jobs for people who grew up far from traditional agriculture. Chapters of FFA, once called Future Farmers of America, are now becoming more common in urban schools. Harvest Public Media contributor Katie Grovich had this report.
University City High School is in the center of state and national FFA competitions. Senior Imani Bailey is the new chapter's inaugural president. She's considering a career in biotech after her recent exposure to agriculture.
It still touched my heart just seeing how many people support us and how many people were actually involved in trying to help us. I think about it almost every week.
And that's exactly what's so exciting to farm manager Corey Bradley, who says these hands-on experiences can change students' lives. I'm Katie Grovich, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To hear more of their stories, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the president says he's going to hold a press conference this afternoon. We're expecting that to happen around 4:30. Mara Liasson will tell us what we think he's going to say. We think it has something to do with gas prices. We think it has something to do with Iran, but we'll all find out together coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 40% chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night with thunderstorms likely through the evening and lows in the lower 40s.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
The time is 10 minutes before 4.
Why? Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 60 seconds. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.